Shut up. I'm listening to Zdenek's English podcast.
You're listening to Zdenek's English podcast, by far the greatest English podcast on earth for English learners since sliced bread. My name is Zdenek, and I'm your host. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Zdenek's English podcast. Here is another episode for you, and this time I'm joined by Barbara from Hungary. Hello, Barbara. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Did I say all the introduction correctly? You are from Hungary, you are Hungarian, and your name is Barbara.
Correct.
And how should I pronounce the name? Is it Barbara, like in the English way, or do you say it in a different way in Hungarian?
It's Barbara in the Hungarian way.
It's almost the same, almost the same. Yeah. So, Barbara, you are an Achievers Chamber member, and that's the first thing we should mention here. And secondly, what's going to be our topic today? What do you have for us?
We are going to actually talk about the AI and about the future, how it will impact our future 10 or let's say in 50 years.
Wow. Okay. Well, I think I invited the right person to do this because you work in IT, don't you?
Yeah, I'm an IT support person, actually.
An IT support person. What exactly does that mean? Can you explain it to me?
Of course. So if you have a problem with your computer, you cannot power it on, you cannot print on your printer or anything. If anything, it's not functioning properly, then you call me and then I fix it. So it's that.
You fix it. Do you have to come to my place or do you just fix it via a phone call, a Skype call?
I can do remote work. It depends on, of course, the problem, because if it's a hardware problem, then there is a chance that I cannot do it remotely.
Yeah.
But in the majority of the time, I can do remote fixing. So it's very efficient.
But would you be able to help me with my hardware if something went wrong? Is it part of your job description to actually go to someone's home? And I'm still imagining the good old times, like 20 years ago when you had that big tower that we called the computer. You remember those times when it was a big, big tower full of hardware that you could open the thing and you saw the graphic card and all that, all the wires there and everything. So would you be able to like deal with that?
So actually I have a small business, so I am not an employee. I can go to offices and people's home if it's requested, and I can assemble your computer or fix the hardwares if it's possible. But there are some cases when it's just physically not possible anymore. But I can, I do my best every time.
Okay, brilliant, brilliant. So today we're going to talk about technology. You mentioned AI. So how do you see the current sort of trend or the way it's going these days? What do you think? Is it going fast, or is that the right sort of speed, or did you predict it all? Too many questions. Hang on, let me slow down. I have so many questions, you know, that's why. How happy are you with what's happening right now? Let's keep it simple.
I think since the introduction of this public ChatGPT, things have become just too fast, and we maybe do not have the time to recognize the abilities and the also.
Barbara, yeah. It's happening again. I don't know why. So sometimes when you say something, like some of the words just disappear.
I don't know what is happening.
I have no idea myself. Is the internet trying to kill us here?
Probably.
So probably it probably recognized what we are about to do here. We are going to reveal all the secrets. And
sorry, I don't know what's happening because
I don't know myself. I don't know. Okay, listeners, I'm sorry about this little interruption. Barbara is still here. I'm here as well. And if you hear Barbara slightly differently, don't worry, it is still her. We haven't replaced our guest. Barbara, yeah. are you still there?
I am still here and I'm still Barbara, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so Barbara, let me ask you this question. How happy are you with the way the world is currently going with all this AI stuff?
So since the publication of this ChatGPT, things have become really fast. The motion itself and the motion of the world is faster and faster day by day. And I think on one side, I am happy with it because we have so many opportunities. We just have to recognize them. But on the other hand, it has also great disadvantages, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you work in IT, so someone like you, I imagine, of all people, you are the most likely person to actually recognize those advantages. Am I right about that?
Maybe. I am one of them.
You're one of the chosen ones.
Yeah.
Is that a blessing then? Is that a huge advantage for you, or is it a burden?
Of course, it's a huge advantage because I also do a little programming, not too complex program, but just the basics. Mm-hmm. And if you have some issues with your code, let's say, you can discuss with the ChatGPT, and you spare a lot of time. Because you don't have to overview hundreds of lines of codes. You just have to copy and paste the area, and then the ChatGPT will help you with the right syntax as well. So of course, it saves your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the way it sounds is like you're talking about Greek. It's all Greek to me, Barbara. When I hear the word coding, I kind of switch off. But That's maybe now different because you just asked ChatGPT, can you explain what coding is? And it's going to tell you that. And not only that, it's going to do it for you. And you know nothing, right? You can know absolutely nothing about it, but suddenly you can become an expert. You just need to have an open mind enough, right? To just do it.
Exactly. And that's where the problem comes when people who did not really study anything, even the basics, can also do the programs and websites with the ChatGPT. And on the surface, it's pretty. I mean, the design, it's user-friendly, it's colorful. Yeah. But the backend is questionable. Is it reliable enough? Do you know where to update? Do you know when to update it?
Yeah. But it's going to get more and more reliable. I think it's going to get better and better because every version, every new version they release seems to have more and more features and seems to be more and more refined. And so I'll quickly tell you my story with ChatGPT. When it came out, I noticed it, but of course, I started using it after people had hyped it, right? So I wasn't one of the first people to recognize that it had existed. Like I was like most of the people, let's say. But I did jump on the bandwagon a bit, yeah. Started using it here and there, but not like for everything, yeah. And then there's a next chapter of this story when after I came back from Vietnam, I've got one friend here who also works in IT, and I used to talk to him in Vietnam. He used to live in Vietnam. Now I caught up with him in Prague, and he started talking about ChatGPT again to me. At first, I was like, come on, this ChatGPT, it's going to take over your life. I was a bit skeptical, yeah? And he was telling me specifically about the way he is walking his dog and talking about different things to ChatGPT, asking questions, because he and his wife are expecting a baby. And he was asking a lot of questions about how to raise a baby, what to do. And it sounds very amusing, yeah? But at first I was like, come on, you're going absolutely nuts, yeah? But then, you know, when I came back home, I thought more and more about this, and I realized, hang on a minute, this is something I should probably try, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is my story with ChatGPT. I could tell you more, but I need to talk. I want to let you talk as well, because you're the guest.
it's actually amazing, because even when you hear artificial intelligence, and when you know that you have access to ChatGPT, that is artificial intelligence, you imagine big stuff. You imagine, I don't know, like serious stuff. But if you use it in a smart way, you can actually benefit from it much more. I will share my example with you regarding this ChatGPT.
Let's go.
I am preparing for a language exam, and uh-huh. I've always had problems with learning the vocabulary, the words, because it's hard for me to memorize, and I mm-hmm. always needed someone to ask me the words, and then I can answer verbally.
Yeah,
it's just the way I work, and I used ChatGPT. I listed the words in English and in Hungarian, I don't know, like 50 words. And then I had to teach him how to ask back properly the words, because when I provided the list and then I said, okay, now ask me back the words. And then he started listing all the words with the English and Hungarian meaning. So it did not work. And mm-hmm. then I put my little time and my little effort, and then it was all good. So he just became my virtual teacher, actually.
Be careful, Barbara. let's hope he, as you call, I'm shocked by the fact that you call ChatGPT he as well. So I'm worried about you, Barbara, now. We heard stories about these apps where you can have a partner. You can have a partner, like AI partner. Yeah. So you are teaching. This is how it starts. This is how you met. Yeah, you met like this. It was supposed to be about language learning.
Maybe I'm becoming more attached to ChatGPT.
Be careful. You call it him, and soon it will be a darling and sweetheart. No. And, you know, it does everything you ask it. He does everything you ask him to do. Yeah, it's an ideal husband, and you know.
No. It's too far. I think
it's going to be too far, right?
Yeah, but I think people use it as an emotional support as well, because I think it can share ideas, personal ideas, and it's. You have to be careful, because you got the illusion that you are talking to a person, and
you just said, I'm sorry, but you just said people use ChatGPT as an emotional support. I thought that was the only thing you cannot use ChatGPT for. Oh my God.
I think it can give you advice. So, you know, via the machine learning technique, and it is learning continuously, and in every field of life, it can give you advice, and it's scary.
It is, because so if I have a bad day, right? So I need a shoulder to cry on, yeah.
Maybe.
And instead of like going to my friends or family members, I'm going to just turn on ChatGPT and say, "Hey, I'm feeling depressed today. Can you make me feel better?" And is he going to do that?
I haven't tried.
I thought you just said that that's what he does.
it's not a he, sorry, no. I said that that the capability of ChatGPT and the areas that you can benefit from it's wide. The range is quite wide.
Yeah, no, I basically did what my friend had been doing in the end, and I paid for the plus version first time ever. Yeah, I thought I would never do that, because
who pays?
I was under the impression that even the even the lower version of ChatGPT was quite good, and it was. But then after I heard what my friend had said, I was like, okay, I'm good. I'm doing this as well. And basically, as I told you, he's walking the dog, going through the forest, talking like as if it was with a real person. So he's even outside in an amazing environment. He's asking questions like how to bring up a baby. And he's also practicing his English, he said, right? I was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job soon. And apparently, it cannot correct your pronunciation yet. So that's what he says. So I still might have a job for a few more months. And then, you know.
I don't mean to scare you. And I think...
The way you said it. Now, you're already scared. If you start a sentence by saying I don't mean to scare you, then that can only mean that you are about to scare me, Barbara. So I'm already scared. Go on then.
It's just the fact that we already have outside of ChatGPT virtual teachers that can detect your English level and that can correct your pronunciation. And I am not sure how I feel about this, because I think this human contact with, and don't get me wrong, with the teachers, it's necessary. Because if a machine tells you what to do,
But it's not just the teachers, Barbara. Like we are talking across all fields. We are talking about friendships here. We're talking about relationships. I'm serious. Like it's not just about that, because with a teacher you have a relationship. You're creating a bond. There is trust. It's about trust as well. And I don't know if it can replace that, but it could. It possibly could. It's just fake, but people like fake these days, you know. That's the problem, because it's simple, it's cheaper, and people do it, and no strings attached, you know.
Yeah, that's the sad part, I think. So that's a disadvantage of this huge development that we are facing right now.
Oh my goodness, it's so incredible. I don't think people even realize the scale of what is happening.
I
had this watershed moment when I first bought this app. Then, right, I paid for the plus version, and then I started doing what my friend had advised, and I was like, oh my God, because when he was describing to me, it was already sort of impressive. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't imagine it until I actually did it myself, right? So then I started asking different questions. And I even was trying to make fun, because that's, I guess, my nature. I was trying to make fun of ChatGPT and I sort of like banter with it. And I said to it, I call it it. For me, it's not a he. I said to it, oh, you did not understand my joke. And then it was learning from then. I told it, this was sarcasm. And then the next answer was, oh, I see what you did there. I was like, what the hell? I realized it had just detected my sarcasm, basically. I was like, whoa, what's going on there?
Wow, yes.
but then I asked some more questions next day, and it couldn't do it again. But I think it will be able to. At some point.
Yeah, maybe it will answer sarcastically to your questions in the future.
you just have to teach it. It does what you teach it, basically, as you said, right? So that's you're learning vocabulary like that. And you can have a conversation with it as well, like in English. I even tried to brush up on my German. Yeah, I was even speaking to it in German. My German is terrible. And the funny bit was that it kept answering so quickly that I wasn't able to follow. Yeah, so I kept saying langsam bitte, langsam, which means slowly, please, slowly. And it always promised to be slower. And he said, yeah, okay, I will be slower. And then it never was slower. It was always fast.
So yeah. once you learn how to use it and adjust it to your needs, then it can be efficient.
So basically, there are a few ways we could deal with this now. So we could either sort of accept it, and another good word would be embrace it. Embrace what's happening, accept it, take it as it is, and learn to live with it, and even use it to our advantage. Or we could just sort of ignore it and pretend it doesn't exist or something. I don't know.
I mean, if we even pretend that it doesn't exist and we ignore it, as you said, it will be still existing and other people will still use it. So why not just make the best out, the most out of it? Because,
Because I realized that because, you see, as a teacher, I could be like, okay, I must not tell my students, my paying clients, because I've got paying clients who have been studying with me for maybe years. I'm like, I must not tell them, because if I tell them, they will start thinking about this and realize, it's actually cheaper if I let Zdenek go and learn with ChatGPT. It's only $20 a month. Zdenek is much, much more expensive. So I was thinking about these things as well. And then the first lessons I had with my students, I told most of them about this because I couldn't help it. Yeah, so most of my students know. We even had ChatGPT as like part of our lesson. Basically.
Cool. Yeah. You are doing the right business, Zdenek.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just. This is just who I am. You know. I would rather be honest with people and.
I am more concerned about other impacts that will be, I don't know, present in the foreseeable future. It's about the data privacy, because as ChatGPT, I mean, as the developers upgrading the versions of ChatGPT, the more and more data it will get from you. And people think that if you are using stuff with your, I don't know, with your data, your name, your email, and your phone number, then it's free. And no, it's not free. You pay for it with your personal data. That is much more. So it's worth more for the companies than your actual money, because then they can customize, I don't know, ads
and marketing. They can adjust their marketing based on your needs and preferences, and this is something that is usually private, right? But and that with ChatGPT and any sort of smart speakers, like, we don't know like who's storing this data. They might tell you, oh no, you are safe. Everyone is gonna tell you are safe, right?
Yeah, because everything is in the cloud and it's safe.
Now what if someone hacks the cloud? Can the cloud be hacked, Barbara?
I mean, everything can be hacked. Even the website of NASA could be hacked. So I don't see why not a cloud of ChatGPT, you know, couldn't be hacked.
That's so scary. So I mean, if someone uses the data for advertising, I don't like it. But it's already happening with cookies anyway, right? Google Chrome and all that. It's storing the websites you've been looking at and stuff like that. So it's kind of happening already. But now what if this is used for some evil intentions?
Some serious stuff. Yeah.
So what if there is some guy, I mean, there are already some really bad guys that are trying to conquer the world. I can see, I'm not going to name them, but I can already see some guys like that. But what if this goes even further and someone rich, someone with power abuses this and then just decides to destroy the world or something with it, you know?
I don't know if you have ever heard about the dark web or the deep web.
I have, yeah.
So can you imagine, if this ChatGPT or anything that is related to AI is available on the dark web as well, that is some serious stuff. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. Have you been there? Have you been on the dark web?
No, I have not. I have not been on the dark side.
How do you even get there? How do you even get there? I don't know.
I think you need a special browser, and I think that's all. Because from the dark web, everything from your computer and your personal data can be just stolen.
Yeah, because there's no protection. Nobody cares. Yeah. That it's all about criminal activity. So. Illegal activity. So once you enter that world, you are also kind of exposed. You're not protected anymore,
exactly.
Right?
So this
is the place where you can buy drugs and things like that, I guess. And
I think drugs is the best. I mean, the best thing you can buy from.
What do you
from
mean? That sounded weird. You mean the least dangerous thing? Which sounds weird again, because drugs are dangerous enough, I think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, we lost Barbara for a second. I think she has gone. She has gone on the dark net. She's now on the dark net, and she is, ladies and gentlemen, she is trying to conquer the world. Are you back, Barbara? Have you come back from the dark place? Not yet, but it is dark. If you are watching this on the YouTube channel, by the way, this episode is also available on the Teachers Denik YouTube channel. If you are watching it there, then you saw that Barbara's screen was dark, which was an indication that she has gone. She has gone to the darknet. Oh, she's back from the darknet. Welcome back.
Yeah, I have serious stuff over there.
Yeah, are you willing to share it with us, or are we even prepared mentally to take that?
I cannot share any details. I'm sorry. I sold my soul already.
you've gone to the other side now.
Yeah.
Now you are one of them. Now we are gonna have to hunt you, take you down, or otherwise we will all not survive this. Well, okay, Barbara. So, what can we do then? So, we just have to live with it now. We have to learn to work with it. We cannot ignore it. What's the best approach, in your opinion?
We just have to use it wisely, and also advise other people to use it wisely, and be careful.
Hmm. But so what about the countries in the world? Should they invest? Countries, companies, individuals, we can decide for ourselves, right? We can decide whether we use it or not. But what do you think the companies should do? What do you think the countries should do? Should they invest more in the development of it or implementation of it? What do you think companies should do and countries?
I think the restriction of the publication is... It could be a good idea. So let's just run some tests or diagnose the situations before we enable users to access everything.
Okay.
So we are going in a way that we maybe have to consider to block some of those features or I am
right.
not sure, or we have right. to teach it at school.
You see, this is we are kind of on a crossroad, right? Because you've got plenty of countries where censorship is a thing, where it's absolutely normal to not allow people to use it, and then you have countries where everything is allowed. So that's again, it's like it feels like we are on a crossroad here, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. And there are some countries where you cannot access anything, even the internet.
That's right. And then you cannot access things that we take for granted in our part of the world, like Facebook, YouTube. And then still, these people do access it because you have those, what do you call it, Barbara? Help me out here. That thing that you can use. Oh my God. It slipped my mind. That thing you can use in order to connect to a different country.
VPN.
Yeah. Okay. It just came back. I was about to ask ChatGPT for the word I'm looking for, but my brain hasn't switched off yet. That's another thing I want to ask you about. You know, every time there was a big invention, like in the 20th century, where it's a television or the internet, people started talking about dumbing down the society. Do you know what that means? So if you like constantly watch TV, you will stop sort of learning, you will stop reading books, and you will be sort of like a passive participant of it all, and that will make you more stupid. So do you think this is a risk as well, that people will dumb down?
Of course, because once you do not, it's even when the internet came, it was also a phenomenon. And now that you don't even have to Google things, and you don't even have to do researches, you don't even have to think and just separate the information and recognize what is a valid information, you basically do not use your brain anymore. Which could be a good thing, because there are some, you know, you have free capacity and you can use your brain to something else. But people do not really intend to do so. Maybe
you know why? Because everyone is in. I think we are all lazy sometimes, right? Because it's kind of. It's pleasant to just take a break. And if you can find a way to do things in a simple way, that's just one of the things people have been seeking. People have been searching for, you know. We want to be we want to be healthy, right? We want to be rich, but we also want to make things easier for ourselves, right?
Of course,
And if it means that we can use our brain less and then just... take more breaks and relax more, I think people would pay for that. Yeah.
yeah, because for the comfort, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about universities then? The theses, you know? Are they dead? Are they dead or dying, or what's happening there?
No, it's I have heard that actually they can, so ChatGPT, when you ask them to write a thesis for you, it has some metadata inside and some prints, so they can detect whether it was written, generated by ChatGPT or not.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if you generate it with the ChatGPT, you can still rewrite manually.
Exactly.
So, but you then, if you decide to do it that way, you still have to read it. So that's a plus, maybe, that you have to read your own thesis.
Yeah, but what you can do is like, oh, I'm not sure about this paragraph. Can you tell me how I could improve it? You don't need to ask ChatGPT to do it all for you. But like doing little bits, you know, like helping you with proofreading I don't think anyone can stop this. The teachers use it as well now. We use it for correcting our students' mistakes, you know?
So we'll see the direction, because now we are not sure. Everything is just, I don't know, so busy with this ChatGPT.
Yeah, when things are new, it's always rough around the edges as well, right? So it kind of takes time to get it right. And that's also a window of opportunity, you know. I remember, Barbara, when communism was over in the Czech Republic in 1989, yeah, when we had the Velvet Revolution, it was called, yeah. And then the world opened for us, yeah. Suddenly there was capitalism. But it also meant that it was so raw, you know, people were not used to it. It was so new and so suddenly so many opportunities, but it also attracted a lot of crooks, you know, a lot of people who would take advantage because the laws were not perfect. There were like loopholes everywhere. I'm not saying it's better now. Oh, it is better, but and also these people have kind of saturated the market. But do you know what I mean? Every time there's something new like that, there are huge windows of opportunities for all sorts of people, good people and bad people. Yeah. So this is my worry a little bit that this will be misused as well for some bad purposes, you know?
Yeah, I am sure it will be misused for bad purposes. The question is on, so how much will we, I don't know, how much space of the entire purpose of the ChatGPT will it take?
Basically, if you are the first person to come up with an idea, even imagine when the ChatGPT came out, and if you were the first person to realize, oh, hang on a minute, it can write a thesis for me. No one knew at that point, right? If you were one of the first people, you finished your master's degree easily. And then can you blame that person? It was just a smart person who had this idea as the first person while the laws, while it was still kind of allowed, right, or something. That's the thing, right? So
yeah,
this is going to be quite tough, I think, to deal with it. Maybe we should slow down the development of it. What would you say? Or is it? Can we not stop it now? Has the train reached the speed where it cannot be stopped anymore?
Yeah, at the moment where everything related to AI, the virtual teachers, ChatGPT, web page creators based on AI, we cannot stop it anymore. Mm-hmm. We just have to live with it.
No, not you and I, obviously, but well, more you than I would say that. You work in IT, but okay. Well, where do we take it from there then, Barbara? Well, anything that you would sort of recommend to the world?
I think even if we are offered the comfort, the opportunity for the comfort, please be cautious and do not take everything. Be aware of your, I don't know, of your surrounding as well. And use your brain. Try to use it actively, because if you ask everything from the AI and you work with the AI, your brain will basically stop working. Yep. You will not be able to think as fast as you were able years ago. And you will feel those effects later.
Because you will become dependent on it, right? So it's in the same way. Imagine you grow up with your smarter brother, let's say, and you always ask your smarter brother rather than working it out yourself or trying to learn it yourself. You always ask your smarter brother, and your smarter brother will always give you all the answers you can imagine.
Yeah.
And then one day when your brother is not there, what are you gonna do then?
Yeah, that's exactly the situation. Your skills of solving the problem will fade away.
Exactly. Well, there's a warning for you, listeners. We are warning you, be cautious when using ChatGPT.
Do not overuse it.
Do not overuse it. Well, they are limiting the use, actually. That you can only use it for about 25 minutes. Yeah, when you have a conversation with it, yeah, so I try to have a long conversation, and then it starts saying, you have reached the limit. Please try again later, or please come back in three, four hours. That's what's happening right now. Mm-hmm. But I think that's because they don't have the capacity. They would let you use it forever if they could.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I think it's getting overloaded, so they need to limit it a little bit like that. Yeah. Okay, Barbara, I think, shall we leave it there? Shall we leave it there then?
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was lovely to talk to you, and I don't know how you guys feel about this episode. It's in the same way, I don't know how I feel about ChatGPT, I suppose. But it was lovely to talk to you, Barbara. You are really knowledgeable in this subject. And yeah, I wonder how listeners will feel about what we have been talking about.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
No worries. You're very welcome. And now I'm curious if we get any comments from listeners, because I think this is one of those topics that I think everybody has something to say about this, right? So whether it's positive or negative. So I expect a lot of comments on the YouTube channel, yeah? Please leave some comments below the video. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, because this is a podcast primarily, you can send me an email if you want. And if you want to ask Barbara, I can even pass the message if Barbara is okay with it.
Oh, of course.
All right. So teachersdenek@gmail.com. Thank you very much, Barbara. And any last words?
Thank you. No, I think that's all.
That's all. Okay, then. Thanks. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot for listening. For more information, visit my new website, teachersdenek.com, where you can find out about my speaking group for high-level English learners called the Achievers Chamber, and download my free course, Unlocking Your English Potential, 8 Secrets to Fluency. That's teachersdenek.com.